You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg. Children age 5 to 11 can now get access to a pediatric dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And now there's also an effort by the City of Philadelphia to arm trusted messengers with vital information. It's called the Vaccine Champion Program and is organized by Philly Counts. Imani Stewart is the Digital Engagement and Communications Manager for Philly Counts, and Dr. Ngozi Anuaha is a clinician and educator who's affiliated with Fun Times Magazine. They're both here to discuss.
Welcome, ladies. How are you?
We're doing good.
Good morning.
Yes. So I want to start with you, Imani. You work with Philly Counts, an office that was originally set up to work with the 2020 census, and you all have evolved and are now on the front lines battling misinformation about the vaccines.
That is right. We were started in 2019 to help support the city with getting everyone counted in the 2020 census. Right after that, we had the privilege of running Philadelphia's 17 satellite election locations in the 2020 presidential election. And then right after that, the city, our community, our partners did not want that network of people and connections to die. So we took our census information champion program and turned it into a vaccine information champion program. So we've been rolling ever since and help supporting the health department and other various neighborhood organizations and just people in the community like Fun Times get the word out about vaccines.
And so let's talk about the strategy that Philly Counts use to put information in community. Describe it, and why does it work?
So it works, honestly, because we are on the ground. The best way to describe our office is we're connecting the community with city resources. So we are really in these communities, building circles of support with their trust, with their elected officials, with organizations that are already doing important work in the neighborhood. So we're just giving people, giving organizations that residents know, like, and trust this information.
And so, Dr. Anuaha, you have been out here doing some of the trainings, doing some of the education. Talk about your work with Fun Times specifically.
So with Fun Times, sponsored by Independence Public Media Foundation, I've been out there talking to people about the benefits of the vaccine.
And Fun Times is an organization that has deep contacts within the African, African American, Caribbean communities. How many folks do you guys get coming through there? And how has it been working specifically in those communities, getting that trusted information out?
I think the program has been really good. Our target is to reach 25 community programs. And so far, we've done about 14. I've also put out information on social media. We have over 20,000 people looking at those videos. And as we know, Philadelphia is really doing great in terms of its vaccination rates. I believe it's at 70%. And I think the information that we're sharing has been very helpful. We've got very positive feedback at some of the programs, and people are very encouraged.
And when you hear that, Imani, I mean, you talked about the Trusted Messenger program. What does it encompass as you guys try to reach other communities, including the communities that are connected to Fun Times?
Right. So it's about a 60 to 90 minute in-depth training, depending on how many questions people have. But it has been really powerful. We have trained to date 900 vaccine information champions this year in about four different languages, including American Sign Language. So for us, it's really about accessibility, making the information accessible to everyone.
And what kind of people should sign up for this?
Everybody. Everybody from 9 to 99. But honestly, anybody, if they have any questions about booster doses, children 5 to 11, and if also this is really great for you if you are vaccinated, but you want to help get your family and friends vaccinated as we approach the holiday season, but you don't know how to talk to them about it.
You got 900 champions running around. How many people do you think they each reach?
A minimum of 3. So we have this thing that we say, like, tripling it. So we encourage people to then tell 3 additional people.
It's sort of like a ripple effect, not just within Philadelphia. The information is spread all over. It's sort of information without borders.
And I got to give a plug. There is a vaccine information champion training session on November 17th, 2021 from 5:30 to 7:30. It's hosted by Fun Times Magazine. This is not the only one. I'm sure there will be others as well.
Yes, we just encourage people to get vaccinated. This is going to go on for a while. It's very important to get vaccinated.
And Imani, can people who have other organizations sign up with you and get their own group going on?
Absolutely. If you want to participate, of course you can register. But if you have a community organization from any age, Girl Scouts to the Pinochle Club, we can create a Vic, we call them a Vic training for you. So no one's excluded, so we can do it, and we'd love to.
So thank you so much for being on WHYY. I appreciate you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Imani.
To attend tomorrow's virtual vaccine champion training program hosted by Fun Times Magazine and Independence Media, log on to funtimesmagazine.com, or you can set up your own training session by logging on to phila.gov/phillycounts for more information. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.